What does the rest of 2022 look like? Well, it's time to look ahead this week on Indy's Real Estate Gurus.
Branch NMLS number 33041. Rick Ritman's NMLS number 664589. Ian Arnold's NMLS number is 1995469. Equal housing opportunity. Some restrictions apply.
Welcome to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix It Mortgage. Our branch NMLS is 33041. Now, here's your host, the hard-working mortgage guy, Rick Rickma.
Thank you for joining us today. I'm Rick Rickma, your hard-working mortgage guy.
And I'm Ian Arnold with the Advisors Mortgage Group. And thank you for tuning in to us today. And if you did miss our past show, which was a very good one, about the do's and don'ts of buying, going through a mortgage.
They're all very good.
Great. catch us on our podcast on Indy's Real Estate Gurus, or you can do our website, hardworkingmortgageguy.com.
Yep, it's hardworkingmortgageguys.com, and everything's right there also, so you can go there.
All right, so now let's get into what I like to call Rick's perspective on what you saw today, this week.
You know, this has been it's really been a tough week, but it's been a tough month so far. And it's kind of been a tough summer, really. It started out in June. You know, we hit the highest level of mortgage-backed securities that we could, dollar-wise. And when they go up, we hit the lowest level. When they go down, mortgage rates go up. So we hit the highest level of mortgage rates, the lowest level on the bonds, the lowest level we had seen in over 10 years. We had, from June, July, August, rates stayed in that same range. They were up. They've been up over what we saw a couple of years ago, but those were record lows. So, of course, they're going to be up. But now with the inflation, and that's really what's doing us in right now, or what's really causing our problems, is the inflation numbers. And, I've said it before, inflation is the arch enemy of bonds. Mortgages are traded as bonds, as mortgage-backed security bonds. And so it's really important that we have low inflation. Well, inflation is out of control because the feds thought it was transitory. They went from thinking it was transitory, in less than 9 months, they thought it was transitory. They told us it would be no big deal. They told us it would be a soft landing, to now, oh, there's going to be pain. And all because they did not react in a timely fashion.
Correct.
And if they had just reacted they'll say, well, I don't know how anybody knew. Well, everybody else knew. Yeah. The feds are supposed, this is what they're supposed to do.
Yeah. And this week's numbers did not help out at all.
No, this week, the what's called consumer price index, that's our reading on inflation. It went from, it was at 8.5 and it went to 8.3. That's the headline number. And that sounds pretty good, but it was estimated to be at 8.1. They thought it would drop considerably. It did not. Now the core inflation, they pull out energy and food on the core inflation. The core inflation went from 5.9 to 6.3 with an estimate of 6.1. So that's way up. That's up 0.4. That is not a good thing. The other problem is that as this is year over year inflation, and as you look at what numbers they're going to replace, it's very likely going to get worse for the next couple months.
Yeah. I mean, it's just this is what we talked about months ago is we had a couple low 0.4, right, 0.2 that we were hitting during these basically dog days of summer, so to speak. But now we're starting to, now once you get to the September numbers, October, they start to go up. So you might reach a plateau for a little bit. But yeah, it's not going to be a drastic, let's come back down in 2 months.
Right. And the other thing is when the feds are doing, they've done a lot wrong, but they're raising the federal fund rate. So in the federal fund rate's going to go up again. The expectation, I think it's in 6 days, 7 days, is 0.75 point. You hear a lot of the media talking and they say, that's going to raise interest rates. And it does raise the short-term rates, does not raise the long-term rates. In fact, it should help the long-term rates, but it doesn't help them necessarily immediately. It depends on the reaction in the market. It can help, it can hurt, right, immediately. But long-term, it helps stop inflation. It helps put inflation in place. As it puts inflation in check, then you're going to see mortgage rates get a little better. So that's the hope. And then again, they do it on November 2nd. And again, we think there'll probably be another three quarters. It's a little early to tell. But all of this takes some time to filter into the economy. So what we think is it'll be late this year, first quarter of next year, we're going to start to see the rates come back down. Nobody's projecting the same low, ridiculously low, unbelievably low, record low rates that we had. But they are expecting us to get considerably lower than we are today.
Yeah, and like we've talked before, though, even if you get low rates, it's going to take a year for some of these high numbers, like, for instance, this high number we just got, to come off. It's going to stay there for 1 year.
Right.
I mean, so you have to look at it as long term. Is this inflation and everything is not going to go away for a little while.
Right. So what does this mean to a customer? So, or a borrower, somebody looking to either buy a house or refinance a house. What does this mean? What it means is you want to pay as little out-of-pocket cost for the loan as you can. You don't want to buy points to get the rate lower unless it's ridiculously inexpensive to do so. You know, as a whole, you want to go ahead and take, even if you can, it depends on the market. The market is really tough right now. But if you can, take a little higher rate and help pay some of the costs.
Yeah.
And then when the rates come down, you refinance out of it and your money ahead. It may cost you a little bit monthly payment up front, but not that much. And then, you know, in less than a year, you'll likely be refinancing at a significantly lower rate.
Yeah, this is what we're talking about, is more looking towards the future. Not looking at the back of the hand, but we want to look at that front of that hand when you
right.
put it out in front of you. We want to help you get the house that you want when you need it. I mean, if you didn't need a house, then you're listening to us, so thank you. But I mean, most people listen to us because they are out there. They have questions
or looking at refinance. Yeah, they have market questions, real estate questions, or they could just have finance questions.
So with that is, we can help you look towards the future. It's not bad to buy one, because guess what? Your house is still going to appreciate. And this is what we've talked about before. So don't, again, get scared by interest rate. That's a small little ticker on there compared to the big outcome later on.
Right. But what we're looking at right now is, this is the way to do it if you're going to do something, either buy a house or looking at maybe you need cash out refinance, is you take the higher rate.
Yep.
You don't pay anything to buy the rate down. That's the number one. Don't pay anything unless you have to. Sometimes with cash out, you just have to. There's no way around it, because the way the market is right now, there just isn't anything to do. But you do, you get it as low a cost as you can at the time. Don't worry so much about the rate. And we're very low cost. Don't worry so much about the rate. And then once we get to the point we can refinance, rates drop. You know, that can be a big boon. Let's say they're looking at doing a cash out refinance. What that does is, you no longer have the cash out costs, okay, which increase the interest rate. You no longer have, you probably have, if you're paying off debts, things like that, you probably have higher credit scores. All that improves your interest rate without the rates improving.
Correct.
You can refinance at an improved rate. But then if rates improve, you're that much farther ahead. So it is something that makes a lot of sense to do today, as a refinance, cash out refinance, or as a purchase. If you know, there are a lot of people out there buying, it's okay to buy. Just your plan should be, the way we want to plan it, is what are we going to do in the future? Like you said, let's not look at, we know what's happening. We know what we believe. We have a pretty good idea of what's going to happen based on the past, that we are going to see better rates. We expect to see them, reasonably soon. Mm-hmm. So it can make a lot of sense to move forward at this point in time and then take advantage of those rates when they come out. With that, we want to talk today about the future of our market.
Yep. So normally we do this at the beginning of the year and usually about halfway, but I thought with everything going on, let's look at the next 3 months. What do we see between now and the end of the year? Should our customers be looking at how rates going to go? How is looking for a house going to go and stuff like that? So let's get into that. So just in your expertise, where do you see rates going up for the next 3 months, or are they staying the same or dropping?
I believe based on when you look at your year over year numbers for inflation and what we're replacing, I think for the next month to 2 months, we're going to see rates stay the same if we're lucky, or go up. We may get lucky and they may drop a little bit, but most likely I think they're going to stay the same or go up a little bit. Then, as the feds raise the federal fund rate, which they do next week, we expect it to be 0.75 points. And then November 2nd, I think is the meeting, we expect another 0.75 point increase in the federal fund rate. So to understand that, the federal fund rate is what member banks of the Federal Reserve loan money to each other overnight. It's a very short-term rate. It does not directly affect long-term rates. 30-year fixed rates are the longest-term rates, right? They're the very long end of the rate spectrum. Inflation is going to affect them very, very much. Now, your prime-based mortgages, your home equity lines of credit, things like that, they're going to be affected immediately because they're going to be tied to prime. Prime is tied to the federal fund rate. So when they raise a federal fund rate 0.75 points, what happens to your prime? Goes up 0.75 points.
Yep.
Right?
I mean, it's the same thing with credit cards and stuff. You see that there too. I see a lot more people see that. The interest on those go up quite a bit. I know some people have home equity line, but if you don't, then yeah, that where you'll see it is your credit cards.
Yeah, any short term.
Yep.
Any short term is like a credit card. And the credit cards I was reading or heard on the radio or something that they went up. They're up like the interest rate's up 3 percentage points or something, you know. So, you know, the average is like 18-19% right now. And we have a huge amount of people putting their debt on their credit cards.
Correct.
So it's a tough situation. We're going to talk more about what we expect to happen through the rest of the year after the break. Thanks for joining us.
You're listening to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix It Mortgage. Now back to your host, the hard-working mortgage guy, Rick Rickma.
Welcome back, and thank you for joining us. I'm Rick Rittma, your hardworking mortgage guy.
And I'm Ian Arnold with Advisors Mortgage Group. And if you did miss our first 15 minutes, you definitely need to go to our podcast and listen to Indy's Real Estate Gurus.
Or any of our old shows.
Yes.
They're all on. Just look at Indy's Real Estate Gurus. You can listen to all our shows. Or if you want to contact us, have any questions for us, just go to hardworkingmortgageguys.com. That's hardworkingmortgageguys.com. And all of our information's there. People can call us from there. People can email us from there. People can actually just fill out the contact information and ask us questions from there. If you have any questions on mortgages, even on real estate, we have a group of real estate agents we work with, top agents in the area. So if there's any questions like that, we can always get you with somebody who can help. Insurance, title companies, tremendous amount of people, a very good network of people.
Hey, they're not called our network. They're called our gurus.
Yeah, they are our gurus. That we only do gurus. That we don't, we don't bring in people that aren't gurus. But with that, I've given you the website information, all the contact information. And now we're going to the question of the week.
Now it's time for Questions with the Gurus.
Question of the week is brought to you by our Reducer Mortgage. It's our inflation fighter, and people need it today more than ever. With the price of everything going up, call us today to see what we can do to help you reduce your payment to help you help out your own bank account. And we do this and mainly because it depends on your situation. Sometimes your rate can go down. Sometimes it's just about reducing your payment. Or getting rid of PMI. We just want to help people because with prices going up and doesn't look like they're going to go down too much anytime soon. So definitely contact us for your quote and how we can reduce your mortgage.
Yeah, it's really your total payment.
Yep.
We're talking about paying off debt, helping you to reduce that total debt payment. It makes a lot of sense right now when we're going, we're in a Okay, we're not officially in a recession, so I shouldn't say we're in a recession, but I believe we're in a recession, and I believe we'll be considered in a recession very soon. Now, they have one more revision to the second quarter number. If that comes in negative, which, you know, it's a remarkable. It started out pretty negative, and it got a little less negative and a little net less, and now we have one more revision. Once that's out, that'll tell us whether we're officially in a recession. Well, it won't, because they have to declare it. It has to be declared. But
I do
declaring it or not declaring it, to me, doesn't make any difference. We either are or aren't. And what, with food up 14%. No, it makes up for 11.4%. Food's up 11.4%. Some of them much. We're in a recession.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just because gas happened to go down from a ridiculous, the highest levels we've ever seen, doesn't mean we aren't in, you know, that we're, this is all better. It's not.
Yep. All right. So the question last week was, what kind of room has no doors or windows? A mushroom.
Oh, okay. That's a good one.
All right. So this week's is, where would you take a sick boat? Tune in next week for the answer to that.
I thought the last one was a basement. But it's a mushroom.
All right. So we briefly talked about this. And we know that the feds are they most likely are raising the rates here next week. So do you think in November 2nd, I believe is the date, do you think they're going to raise them again?
I believe they will definitely raise them again. I believe they'll raise them most likely 75 basis points. The reason 75 basis points is because if they don't raise them enough, it scares the market. If they raise them too much, it scares the market. So if they say, well, you know what, instead of 75, we're going to do 100. Well, that means they really think we're in trouble. Okay, so that scares the market.
So you think they're just going to stay pat because the last few times has been 75?
Yes. They do 50, and the market thinks that's not enough. That's going to hurt the market too. Because the market, right now, most of the people I listen to who follow the market, who are the movers and shakers in the market, they believe they need to do 75. Some of them believe they need to do 100 basis points on a raising of the federal fund rate. But 75 seems like the best thing to do. The other thing is you don't want to overdo it. This takes time. It takes time to filter in. So if they go too far, they'll hurt us just as bad as they hurt us by not doing it soon enough. Okay, my vote is they'll go too far, most likely, because that's what they do. They don't seem to understand what's really happening. They don't look at, you know, they don't react. They can't, and it may be just the nature of being in politics. You have to do something, so you do something even if it's going to actually cause a problem. They need to let this soak in. And it's okay. Do 75. Yes, none of us like it, but you got to let it soak in. You got to let it work its magic. If you don't let it work its magic, what difference does it make?
That is true. So let's get into when you're shopping for a house. Now, Indiana is a different type of market, especially when you're listening to federal news and everything, where they're looking at California, New York, Florida, Texas. Indiana is a different beast all of its own. We both know this, and if you lived in Indiana, you understand this. So for houses, are we going to see all these houses start having a huge price drops and everything?
Oh, I don't believe so at all. I think that's one of the big pieces of even nationally, most people are not expecting that. There's a few people who for the last 2 years have told people not to buy houses and run around saying don't buy houses as they went up, you know, 20% a year. Oh, no, don't do it. Don't do it. If you didn't do it, you lost 20% a year for 2 years. So you lost 40% back on your, you know, well, even better than that if you bought a house because you don't put the whole thing down, right?
Yep.
So it's huge return on investment. And they're running around telling you not to do that. Now they're running around saying, oh, my gosh, we're going to see a downturn. It's going to go. I don't see that. And the reason I don't. Now, part of the basics of the market have changed. Interest rates have changed. That was a help to the market. So the interest rate piece has changed. The lack of inventory has not changed. The first-time buyers hitting 33 years old has not changed. That doesn't change because rates go up. So you still have a huge number of buyers, first-time home buyers, wanting to buy. That bodes really well for your lower-priced homes. People, what I have noticed over all of my years of being in this business and being in new home sales is that people outgrow their homes or they need to downsize. Life still happens, no matter what's happening in the economy. We can put things off for a little bit, but at some point you can't put them off.
Correct.
I have a customer right now, and that's what he bought a house, and he ended up buying one that now it's too small, right? He knows he's going to have to go up in interest rate. He knows he's going to have to go up. He understands all that, but he's willing to do it because he's outgrown his house. He needs to do something. And he's not going to be the only person. You can put it off for a little bit, but you can't put it off forever. At some point, people are going to make the move if they can afford to. And I think most people still will and can afford to, and they will. They'll just make that change. Yep. So I'm not worried about the price dropping. I think that with the volume, we talked about it last week. Average time on market on a home in Marion County is 10 days.
Yeah, that's still nuts.
That's ridiculous. 60 to 90 days is normal. 10 days. 9 days in Hamilton County. I think Hendricks and Johnson were 8 days.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's ridiculous. So that's telling you the market is still there. We are still in great shape in our actual market, and it's not, our prices are not going to go down. Now, not every place in the country is the same, but I think all in all, we're going to see a decrease in the increase, but we're not going to see a decrease in the actual number.
Yep. So do you think, I know, especially not this summer, but mainly whole entire last year, there was, when people listed a house, there was 30, 40 offers coming in. It was crazy. I mean, do you think that the offers are going to the amount of offers are going to completely dwindle? And you won't have as many people to bid on the next, because we got winter coming up, we got then higher rates.
Well, you know, I don't believe so. Again, partly because of what I said, we still have the first time home buyers in volume. We still have people outgrowing their houses. We still have people who want to downsize. The market turn is unbelievable.
Yeah.
I was looking, because I ride my bike, right? And I like to go ride through neighborhoods. So I go and I ride through one of the neighborhoods I ride through, because it's not too far from my house, but it's a decent ride, is the Villages of West Clay. And I like that area to talk about because it's a self-contained community. And you can go through there, and there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of homes. I don't know how big it is, but I'm guessing it's 500 to 700 homes. It may be, it's hard to tell because it's spread out. So it's on different, it crosses major roads and everything else, but it's a really nice community. It's completed or nearly complete. There are a couple lots in there for sale. I don't think there's any major development still going on as far as, you know, putting in new streets and all of that. So it's mostly completed. And it's a nice community. It has a wide range of product, and it has a wide range of pricing. So it has condos, it has ranch homes, it has, you know, nice size homes, and it has million and, you know, $2 million homes. So it's got a very wide range. I looked at that last night. Do you know how many homes online? I looked at it, and I looked up homes for sale in the Villages of West Clay. Do you know how many homes are for sale in the Villages of West Clay?
That weren't pending?
We're not pending. I don't look up pending. I want to know what's available today.
Probably one.
Three homes.
Yeah.
Three. There were two lots, three homes. Two of them were over $1.5 million.
Yeah, even in this market, that's still crazy. I mean, right. Because let's be honest, not everybody can afford, let's say, $1 million home. I mean, if you break that out down to payments, that's well over than what most people make in a year on the average. So that's just crazy to look at it in that scheme. But I do agree with you. I don't see the bidding wars are not going to be as much as they were. We saw a year ago, even when we had Jeremy Page on it, he goes, it has dropped, but they're still there. I mean, you're still getting 10 offers within a couple days easily. So you do have to keep that in mind. I don't think that's going to change anytime soon until housing catches up with people or population. You're not going to see the difference.
Right. We're still low on inventory. We still don't have enough houses. We didn't build enough houses over the last 10 years. So all of that tells us we're going to have the same issue. I just had a customer who has been out. They've been out looking for houses for quite some time, probably 4 months. They've made several bids. So they're pretty aggressive now. And they found a house. Now, this is a house in a couple $100,000 range, okay? They bid $14,000 over list price. $14,000 over list price.
Mm-hmm.
They lost it to somebody. Now, this is a little less than $200,000 home. They lost it to somebody who bid $21,000 over list price.
Yep. You still see that, though. I mean, it is crazy. I mean, I shop for a house. I don't think I could ever do that. Just like mentally, my mind does not work that way. And I'll just be like, hold off. But that's just me. Everybody's different. But that's crazy.
It is.
You're basically let's say it was 200. You're basically 10% over your asking.
Yeah, price. They were 7%. They ended up over 10%.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That is just crazy.
Absolutely nuts. That's what happened.
That's like looking at a car and going, you know what? That car is priced at 20 grand. Oh, now how about I'll put in 24 grand? I mean, that's just unheard of.
Yeah, but if you had two people or three,
it's like an auction.
That's what I was gonna say. I see it at a car auction all the time. Yep. That's exactly what happens at a car auction. You sit there and you start bidding. I had a friend of mine. He started bidding on a car because it was cheap. Okay. Then he got caught up in the auction and there were two people bidding on the car. He ended up winning the bid, right? But he overpaid.
Yep.
He paid more than he wanted to. I won't say he overpaid for the car because he was able to sell it and get out of it. But he felt like he overpaid. But it becomes winning the bid. And that's what's happened with housing. It's become winning the bid. I know we're out of time. This is Indy's Real Estate Gurus. I'm Rick Ripma, your hardworking mortgage guy.
And I'm Ian Arnold with Advisors Mortgage Group. And tune into next week. I know Simon was sick the other week, and he'll be back next week.
Yeah, Simon Selfton, and he is a insurance expert. One of the things that I see pushed a lot is flood insurance, even if you aren't in a flood zone. And there are great reasons that you need it, not necessary for a river overflowing, but there are other reasons you need it. So we're going to talk to him about the basics of insurance, but also some of these unique things that are out. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.